underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're continuing on our healing journey with step 9, boundaries. Boundaries are ways to limit how far you allow people to get involved in your life. And vice versa, it also limits how far you allow yourself to get involved in other people's life. Some people might tell you, no, it's not good to cut yourself off. But there is such a thing as a healthy boundary. Because we all need boundaries. You can only take so much. Like we usually say, that is none of your business. Not saying it's telling you, look, there's a boundary here. Don't cross it. That tells you right there, yeah, there are healthy boundaries. And we need to put boundaries on our side and pray for God to give us the wisdom to use them. Because as you grow in your healing journey, you're going to notice that at some point, some relationship, you're going to have to part ways with them. You're going to have to put a boundary there. Because some relationships will have to go. Some parts you have to cut off. And for what it's worth, it is okay to cut off. Because remember what is written in Mark chapter 9, verse 47. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. That was Jesus talking. And you see the example he gave, your eye. How hard is it to pluck out your own eye? It's going to hurt the eye, and it's going to hurt the body. The pain goes both ways. When you sever a relationship, it's going to hurt the person that you're severing the relationship from, and it's going to hurt you. But sometimes it's necessary. It's not being mean. It's just like the Bible says it. It causes you to sin. It is unhealthy. It is dragging you somewhere you don't want to go. At this point, you want to get rid of sin. You want to heal. You are turning your life around. And here comes somebody who's telling you, hey, let's go back and do this. At this point, you're going to know you can't keep a relationship with that person. It's going to hurt. And that's what that scripture stands for. Yeah, it's going to hurt, but it's better for you to be healed rather than hanging on to that person and be miserable all your life. So, Jesus is telling you, yeah, cut out the unhealthy relationships. And also understand, you're not cutting it out because you hate the person. You're cutting it out because you must go on. And the person is not willing to follow. So don't hate the person. Still love them. Pray for them. Keep that person in prayer. But grieve the relationship. Let it go. And trust God. If it's God's will for that relationship to heal, it's going to heal. But if not, carry on with your healing. When you heal, you're healing for yourself first. So if you don't cherish that healing, they're not going to cherish it for you. And the healing process will call for some harsh decisions at times. But trust God. Just keep it in prayer. If it's God's will, that's going to heal too. But if not, grieve it, pray for the person, and move on. One of our messages related to this step is called Harsh Truth. I believe it will be also helpful for you to listen to it. And whenever you're ready, you can come back to our next step. Rejoice. And until then, underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.